Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansom-Brath, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Lead Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How are you today?
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
I just went on Facebook, and, you know, it got tagged on something, and, of course, it's from one of my clients. And, well, it looks like porn, so, boy, there's the hackers all over lately. You know,
oh,
I mean,
dear Lord.
It's like so many things have been hacked so much that I'm just laughing. I mean, my emails were hacked twice last month.
I just imagined of what it would be. I just had, like, visions of what it would be, like, if you clicked on something like that, like, mid-sentence on the show, and all of a sudden, like, everybody across, you know, that's listening to us just all of a sudden starts hearing, bow, chicka, wow, wow, from you.
Well, people are writing, please remove this. Gotta be spam. I mean, I tried to contact them, you know, saying it's spam because, you know, I know the person who, you know, who was. He would never have put this on Facebook, but... It's just funny. Like, you know what I think? It's Messenger, and I'm going to get Messenger off of my iPad because the Messenger, I've never had my iPhone hacked my email, but I put Messenger on last week, and within 4 days it was hacked. So I'm going to get the Messenger off of my iPad as well because they said it has security breaches. I don't know if you use Messenger. Do you use it?
I do Facebook Messenger every so often. Yeah,
right. I mean, it doesn't
so often,
pop up.
I haven't had an issue with it, though.
Yeah, it's funny because they said it's, like, pretty recent. And obviously, pretty you know, just doesn't that make it so, that makes it always fun, doesn't it? Well, you never know what you're going to find in your email or, you know, whatever. It's really, really.
You've got to be
really,
careful.
You know, you got to be careful for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And, well, I'm going to just pull a card or two on what you asked me. We won't tell people what you asked me. You know, you asked me a question. I'm just going to not go there because people will not think that Nicole's a nice person. And she really is. So, you know,
put it this way. Figure right now we're in Q1 of 2015. Are we looking Q2, Q3, Q4? Like you can put it like that.
You know what? I see no end. I mean that's terrible. But I did get a morning card, so I'm just going to let you know that. So,
all right.
You know, So, you know, hang in there, please. And, you know. Something's got to give. Something's got to give in that situation.
Oh, I know.
It's just when we're dealing with free will and people's wills, you know, we never really know when a situation will be resolved due to the nature of some people are very strong-willed.
Some people are very evil, too.
Well, we know that. You know, that's my mission. You know,
the first 50 years
of my life, I had the blinders on. You know, they're off now. You know, they're
There's
off.
There's just
you
no
know,
rest
they're
for
really
the wicked. It's
off.
Terrible.
They're off. You know, I mean, it's funny. I said, and again, whenever I start, thinking the world's better, 7 out of 10 people don't suck and aren't, you know, going to rip me off. Last month, besides this little, you know, hacking, which has nothing, which I saw on my Facebook page, which wasn't personally hacked to me, the porn, my emails hacked twice last month. My credit card rung up $1,000 that wasn't mine.
Oh, no.
And, you know, it's just been like, come on. So now we have, like, we have to fear everybody everywhere now. It's not just, you know, somebody going to rob you around the block. So, again, it's God's, like, little reminders to me whenever I start getting the blinders on again. You know, mm-hmm. you get your email nice and hacked. It's always wonderful. Just know that it's really a world that we know, and we're trying to get people to see what the world is like. And doesn't mean it's any worse than it ever was. It just means we're trying to deal with these issues, aren't we?
Yep.
And be stronger if we can. You know, that's what we have
True.
To do. And, you know, even, you know, I'm trying to post right now that we're on live on Facebook and it won't post. You know, it's like, I don't understand electronics sometimes. You do why they work sometimes and why they don't. It's
you know what, maybe
about.
It's just not meant to be.
You're
not meant
so.
To post to Facebook.
I guess not. I guess maybe because it's spamming up there today.
Exactly, probably. It's going to start directing people to your Facebook page, and they're going to see porn. So, yeah, it's probably
yeah,
a good
no,
idea
no, it, no, it wasn't on my page personally. I mean, it was on, I guess it was, but it would have to be, I guess, his friends and my friends would see it, I think. You know, you don't always see everybody else's stuff, I'm hoping.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Boy, it's always something, isn't it? Always
yeah,
something.
It is.
Now, we do have a lot of, you know,
there's a lot of people.
Today.
There's a lot of people listening right now.
I know there's one.
A few of them
want
to talk to us, but there's a lot of people listening.
Okay, there is the 516-643. I know she was trying to get through last week.
Okay, so we'll start off with that one. I'm not going to screen it, and then once you start doing your thing, Cindy, I'm going to jump into the chat room and screen you some more.
Okay, great.
Hello, you're on the
Hello?
Air.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the
Hi,
air.
Hi, Cindy and Nicole.
Hi,
and
how
who
are
is
you?
This?
Hi.
So our listeners
My name is Elizabeth.
Okay, and I know you had called in not too long ago, and then, you know, maybe you could fill in our listeners with what you've been needing some guidance on, and then we could go from there.
Yes. I guess my biggest issue is just what takes up a lot large part of my day is my employment. I'm just still not really too sure with this. You know, I'm trying to look for my own inner guidance, and, you know, it's like I really like help customer service and helping people, and I think the day is going good, and then a couple of screaming calls, and I have this really bad headache.
Okay,
so,
you mean because the customers are so rude? Who's screaming at you? The customer?
The customers, yeah.
Oh, no. Like, I think this is very good that, you know, you've called in because people forget that the customer service person on the other end of the line or the girl checking out the groceries at the grocery store isn't the one making the gazillion dollars, isn't
right.
the one in control of what's going wrong with things. They're just
right.
here to help and assist you.
And, right.
you know, you heard what I said before we got on the air, that 7 out of 10 people aren't all that great. And that's not good for someone doing your job. Because that means, you know,
right.
you're going to hit a lot of these people who are going to yell and be nasty. And, you know, it's hard to learn not to take it personally. Because,
but I don't
you
know if it's the company. That's where I'm...
Okay, now, that's something that... You know, I remember, you know, I used to have my own children's entertainment company. And when I could sell my shows, I would be very confident because I knew I would be there on time. I would do my show. You know, the show goes on. You know, sometimes it got harder when I had people working for me because I wasn't always sure they were going to show up. You know, so I ended up having to stop booking them out because, you know, I didn't want to be screamed at the other end and I didn't have faith anymore in my own company. Is it possible your company is screwing up a lot? And we don't want to name your
no,
company.
No, no. No, it's not my company. It's like where I work. It is a big Long Island company. So we are having some customer service issues.
Okay, now.
Let's just put it there.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Now, you're the person, you know, who gets the most flack at this point. And, you know, doing phones is never easy, by the way, because, you know, I'm a one-man band, and I book the, you know, the readings myself, and I dread doing it sometimes because sometimes it's a 4 or 6 weeks wait for people to get a reading. I can't do anything about that. I'm overbooked, and I'm exhausted. And people start yelling at me. They're yelling at me.
Right.
And
Let
I'm
me
like,
explain
I hate
what happened.
That.
I used to work for the major corporation, you know, the corporation on Long Island, but they outsource their customer service. So I'm no longer working for the company. I'm working for like an outsourced company.
Oh, so now they yell at the people in India for that other things, huh?
Does that make sense?
Yes. And what's going on here is the only thing that God is asking you to do is if you don't take it personally.
No, I don't.
And that, you know, you reassure them that you're here to help them and that you'll do the best that you can. And, I mean, I know if you know, with when I had to call Social Security for my mom after she died, I was trying to give back a check, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I waited online like on the phone for five hours. I kept it on hold. Finally got through, and they didn't know how to answer a question I asked, and they hung up. I was like, oh, that's nice. Five hours waiting, hang up. Know that you can't hang up on people because, I mean, that was what Verizon people were doing for a while. Verizon people used to just hang up on you. You know what I mean? That's not good because people wait an hour. You can't just hang up on people. But it looks like they are trying to work on the situation that seems to be causing the most aggravation to people.
Mm-hmm.
So if you hang in there a little bit, maybe that situation will be resolved. They look like they're trying their best, but I don't think the job is necessarily going to get much, much easier.
Okay.
It's not worth getting a headache over.
Right. I guess my question is, like, I'm trying to figure out what my, and I'm sure you've heard this before, what my life purpose is. And
okay.
I try
well,
to get that through
get
meditation.
You.
Okay. Right. I try to get that in meditation. It's like, well, I know I like helping people, and you know, I have children at home. It's not really easy for me to go back to college now and get another degree and start another career. And you know, because my age, it's more difficult for me to get another job. But it's like I just feel like I'm going in different directions.
Well, I will tell
you
this to give you some hope: the unemployment rate is at an all-time low around here.
Okay.
Do you ever read the patches, the PATCH, patch.com, in like different towns? They have
one
in Patchogue. They have a lot of jobs listed there now. And you might want to just, you know, look at that regularly.
I'm more west. I'm a little more west. I'm like in the Massapequa area.
Okay, they have patches in Melville.
Yeah, we got plenty out here, too.
You got so many. So you might want to just look at them and see if there's jobs popping up. There are more jobs available. Basically, you know, there is something that God taught me toward the end of my being a children's entertainer. And there would be certain towns I would hate to go into because the children were very spoiled and the parents were nuts. And it made my job really hard. And I'm not going to name the town, but I went in there. And meanwhile, I've been doing this like 35 years. I certainly knew my job, okay? But I never wanted to go in this town, but someone who was supposed to go into the show called in sick, so I end up having to do it. So I'm not even in the building yet, and I'm sweating bullets, and I hear cosmic laughter. I'm not kidding, as loud as you could, like it was in the room. And I
really
hear the voice of God saying, Cindy, we've taken bets up here. And I'm like, what? Almost 15 years of enlightenment training that you have been in, and we took bets how long these people would get you unglued. We thought at least 5 minutes. You haven't even been in the building and you're unglued. God said, these people, you're not going to fix them and you're not going to change them. What you're going to do is take your money and run. Do your job to the best of your ability. Take your money and run and don't look back. That's what you have to do right now. Take your money and run. Do your job to the best of the ability. This is not your forever career. You will find something else. It's serving your purpose right now. But you're getting yourself, like older souls, our law of maximum effort. They always want to do a good job. But sometimes it's impossible to do a good job. The people won't let you do a good job.
Right.
So if you would rest when you go to work tomorrow, take your money and run, knowing that you're looking for something else. This isn't forever. Now you have to turn your career over to God. You have to say, oh, look, I don't know. I don't have a clue what I'm going to do when I grow up. Okay, really, I don't have a clue. So why don't you guide me?
So it's harder. Yeah.
Okay, how old are you, if you don't mind telling?
Over 50.
Okay, that's okay. Now, there's a lot of ageism in America. You know that. And it's mostly because they don't want to pay someone 50 a legitimate salary. They want to pay somebody in their 30s, no money, who still lives home with mommy and daddy and wants $500 a week so they could buy crap all day because they don't pay any bills.
Right.
So there's definitely ageism.
Great.
But try thinking, is there something that you could do that could create your own business with your skills, with a website? Start looking outside the box, because self-employed people are the only people that are going to survive in the new millennium. As you realize, corporations don't really care about you. There's not much loyalty one way or the other.
No, there's not.
So and again, going back to school, I would never recommend that at your age or for anybody unless you're guaranteed a job at the end of this and it's something you're passionate about. You know.
Yeah, I'm not. I want to.
Right, so good. So, you know, you've lived 50 years. You've got a lot of skills. Figure it out, but for now, why don't you try not to take the job overly personally? Just take the phone away from your ear while they're screaming and then put it back. And, you know, you don't have to really listen. But, you know, realize that it is a hard job, customer service. And maybe, you know, our listeners can understand it, the person on the other side of the line is doing the best they can. And being rude and yelling. And you could really tell who people are, because nice people are always nice. They're nice to the waiter. They're nice to customer service. People who are narcissists and not really nice people, boy, when they think that, you know, they're anonymous at some level, boy, can they be nasty, huh?
Well, I have a little bit of an empath, because sometimes unless I block myself before the call comes in with white light, so at times in the past, some of the really upset customers would get to me.
Okay, well, I will tell you that I posted something on my Facebook page, which was, I have a Facebook page, Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. And if you look, it's about maybe 15 posts down. It's about empaths, and it's about social anxiety, and it's something like I've always felt, and that's why being a children's entertainer was very hard for me, because if I went into a dysfunctional family to do a party, I would feel all the dysfunction, and I would, like, really be walking on eggshells. And then, you know, I would, like, couldn't wait to get out of there. Then I learned what I'm supposed to do is feel the energy in the room and change it. And so what I would do would be able to lift the energy by the time I left, but the first, like, 10 years of doing it, I didn't want to do the job. I found, you know, I was too much feeling the energy. And so what they said is people get a lot of social anxiety who are empaths because they walk into a room, they feel the dysfunction, and they want to go home. You know, so it makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But what you're going to realize is it's both a blessing and a curse to be an empath. And what I've learned basically is I have to know what I'm dealing with. Who I'm dealing with, I sense the negative energy, and then I make it my job to try to lift that energy rather than have it make me nervous and bring me down. It's not always easy. You have to be, like, rested. You know what I mean? If you're tired, you can't even do this. It's like, oh, the hell with it. But know that you are an empath. There's a lot of new careers that have been created because of the internet, because of different things. So you might, you know, want to Google careers and maybe pay attention to whatever anybody's doing for a living and see if you could possibly do that. So put it in your mind that God, ask God to help you.
Okay.
To guide you your steps. Would you do me a favor and take your money and run and don't obsess about it. It's not your forever job. It looks like by time you get a year from now, there's
a
whole new career here.
Are you getting any
cards? You know what? This is a rigged deck because it has doubles of things. I've gotten the Ace of Pentacles twice, and this would only have one in this deck, but it's kind of, who knows why there's two in here. But you are going to, I'm laughing. I mean, it should only be one card. So why there's two here? Good question. But you are going to get a new job, a new career. And I got the card that shows you learning something new and making very good money. So again,
you didn't get the death card, did you?
Why death on your career? Because I did get the death card between the new career and the old one.
Oh, okay. You did.
So that's okay. An ending of a career. How'd you know? You are psychic. I had the death card in my hand, but I wasn't going to bring it up to you.
I am, yeah.
I wasn't going to bring it up because I didn't want to scare you, because it doesn't mean death. It means ending of a career. So,
I know it, yeah.
So know that, yes, this is coming to an end. Ask God again for help and, you know, where you're going to go. We're going to have like 3 to 7 careers in our lifetime, because we're going to work a long time. So tell God, you know, what do you want me, where do you want me to go, what do you want me to do? And, again, turning it over to God's a pretty good thing. God tricked me into this, by the way. I was no way thought I was going to be a psychic. At 40, if somebody told me I was going to be a psychic medium, I would have probably laughed for a week. At 41,
yeah.
It started happening. But I was also telling God I'm getting too old to be Cinderella forever and these characters, so I got to do something else. So I was kind of tricked into this, but that's the gifts I discovered. We have a lot of gifts we haven't discovered. So kind of figure out, is there a gift you haven't discovered yet? And, you know, let God kind of guide your steps here.
Okay.
But promise me you're going to relax.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. No, I'm relaxed. Just thank you for taking my call. I tried to call a couple weeks ago. And thanks for taking the call tonight. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Nicole, don't we always say the same things about sometimes, you know, taking your money and run at certain points in life?
Yep.
Because I know with older souls, they really do take their job seriously. It's very hard for them to just take their money and run.
I know.
But,
I'm one of those people that...
It's hard, but sometimes that's all we can do. You know, we can only do what we can do. And again, I hope people will be nicer to salespeople, waiters, waitresses, customer service. They are people, just like you and me, trying to do a job. You know, nobody likes to be yelled at. So you screened a few people. Who is this next?
All right. Well, basically, we're going to sit with the career questions for right now, and we're going to go to Suzanne in Long Island. And basically, she's got another career/job question for you, Cindy. She's been at the same job for about a year now, and she's unsure whether or not she should be there, whether or not she should have, you know, vested interest, and whether or not she should stick with it. So
now, is this my Suzanne? Suzanne who never called me and told me her daughter was pregnant?
Oh, you knew?
And I'm furiously mad about that because I've known your daughter for how long? And every time I saw her through her college angst, would she ever get a job? Would I ever have a husband? Would I ever have a house? Would I ever have a baby?
She's due in June.
And she doesn't even call me after
I assured her to surprise you with the picture.
Oh, okay, but it sort of came to me.
Everything you said came right on the dot.
Good. And I am so happy for her. That's my baby. It's one of like 20 babies that I know are my babies out there.
Yeah,
that
saw you the last time, you said to me, if she's not pregnant now, she will be shortly, and she was pregnant at that point.
Good. And that's what I saw clearly in the cards. And today a woman came with her daughter today with their little baby. Her baby was only 3 weeks old, who again was a baby I saw coming.
Aww.
So these are my babies. So I am so happy for her. And please, please tell her I am thrilled and I can't wait to see that baby picture. And I'm sure she's just going to be the best mom. And the baby has the best dad as well. But anyway... Now, with your job, what's going on? You've been there a year, you said.
Yeah, about a year, and I love the job. I love the work. I love everything about it, but there seems to be a lot of background drama with ownership and management, and, I don't know whether I should throw myself in all of this or look for something a little less drama.
Now, can you take your money and run? What's our message for today?
Yeah, I don't know.
I
have to leave this job because I really love it. I mean, it's absolutely what I was looking for.
Right, and I'm not seeing you really moving until, I mean, I do see, you know, the cards indicating there is a lot of backstabbing and stuff going on here. There's no doubt about that. And if you remember, we won't talk about what job you had, but when I went in and remember how I said, boy, you're all going to be in trouble in this place. It looks like you're all going to be out of work, and nobody believed me, and I couldn't believe I'm in the your workplace telling you how you're all getting screwed over, okay? I couldn't believe the nerve of me. I'm a guest in your office, okay? And do you remember that?
That's everybody left. Every single person that you told us, we all
it's
left.
Gone. And,
yeah.
And I'm not seeing that here for you yet. What I'm seeing is there are some stuff going on, but they like you very much.
Yeah, they do.
I'm not seeing your job particularly in danger, no matter who kills who behind the scenes. So what you're to do is learn to be diplomatic, to not get in the middle, to not get a part of the drama.
Right.
When people ask you things, you're going to have to learn. You don't have to answer every question. And I have a great expression. When people, you know, are gossiping in an office or places, I go like this, what can I tell you? You know how people are. I didn't say anything. They all think I agreed. I've been using that quite a lot.
And I have told them that I did not want to be in the middle of things. And I told them, I'm here to do a job. You pay me for it. And I do it well. And I don't want to be in the middle of it.
Right, and what you're also going to realize is that you're an empath, just as we had discussed before. Empaths feel the energy. That's why it's so uncomfortable. I mean, denial is a wonderful thing. If you can walk in a room and it all feels honky-dory because you're in denial, it's easier to live life than people who walk into a room and feel the angst of it.
Yeah, true.
I mean, I spent most of my life walking on eggshells because I didn't realize it wasn't my bad energy. It wasn't my karma. It was walking into a room and sensing it and feeling it.
Sure,
You know, it makes me extremely uncomfortable. I mean, even like if I have to do a psychic party and I'll go into a home and the husband is not in agreement with psychics, you know, and he won't say one word about it. But I will sense he cannot stand me. He thinks I'm a crook. He wants me out of his house. Now, he hasn't said one thing. And, you know, halfway through the party, the wife might say, oh, boy, my husband really doesn't like this stuff. Yeah, no shit. You know what I mean? It's like, I knew it. But it's like, and I get very uncomfortable because older souls want people to like them, and they really don't like when they're sensing somebody's not liking them, particularly if they don't even know you.
Right.
But know that I'm not seeing it's time for you to leave this job yet. I mean,
okay. Do you see change there, though? Do you think people will be
leaving? There's a lot of change. You know, you'll get more writing on the wall if you start seeing. I mean, it could be a year from now you might need to find something else.
Okay.
I'm not seeing it immediately here.
Okay.
And they're not going to get rid of you.
Yeah, it might be my choice. I get that feeling that they're very happy with the way things have been working out, but I know that the people above me are not happy, so if they end up leaving, you know, it may not be, I don't know, would it be a change for the better or for the worse if they leave?
It looks like it doesn't make much difference to you.
Okay,
one way or the other. I'm just saying it's like.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't really, I'm kind of independent. I'm, you know, I do my own thing. So I don't really need to answer to anyone other than ownership.
Right. And also remember that anybody that is working in any sort of corporate America of any sort, you're going to see a lot of management changes. Like one of my clients worked for the same company for 26 years, but had like 7 owners.
Yeah.
You know, 7 different people in there. You're going to have to get rid of this. Get used to this. This is what it is. You're not going to work for one place. And even if you do work for one place, it's going to be 7 different places. So, And what I need you to learn is to have more faith. You know, your daughter and you are very similar to the extent you're always, what if this happens, what if that? You're always anticipating and worrying too much.
Right, right.
God is saying, ye of little faith. You have never been out of work for very long.
No.
Because you're a hardworking person. There's no shortage of work on this planet or money. Kind of realize it's not this job that's putting food on your family's table. It's Suzanne's hard work.
True.
So Suzanne will always work as long as Suzanne wants to work. By the way, your mother has picked the soul of, she's popping through here, by the way, picked the soul of the new baby.
Boy or girl.
Now, does your daughter know yet?
No.
Because I'm not permitted to tell somebody who doesn't want to know, by the way.
Okay.
So because your mother said, if your daughter doesn't want to know, then we're not saying.
That is so funny because she doesn't want to know, but I do.
Yeah, but that's what your mother said. But we're not, I'm not squealing because you know how much she loved Megan. So
yes.
She has picked the soul of this child. I will tell you this. It's strong-willed.
Oh, perfect.
Very strong-willed. Very bright.
Great.
And a very old soul. So not going to be too hard to raise, pretty easy to raise. Now, what your mother did say is there was never a daughter as good as you.
Aww.
Now, she's saying, but there might be one close, so I'm kind of wondering what that means. But she says there was never a daughter as good as you. So she's very peaceful and happy, your mom, by the way. And again, our listeners don't realize that I knew your mom on Earth.
Yeah, well, we've
and
known
I liked her
almost
very much.
17 years.
Right, and so it's unusual because I've done this so long now that I'm talking to people on the other side that I knew on this side. So that's kind of, it's different, you know, it's interesting.
It is.
She's very peaceful. Your mom and dad are both very excited about the new baby coming. And
yeah, we are too.
You really don't have any negative cards right now. You know,
wonderful. Well, my husband just retired, so he's a little anxious. I'm not so much. It's unusual because I'm usually the worrier, and I'm not worried this time around, but he is.
Well, isn't it funny? Because maybe after 17 years of behavior modification from me, some of it's really starting to work since I have guided you through the worst of times.
Yes.
And the best of times. And mostly your karmic lesson has been patience, hasn't it?
Yes.
And your daughters, be patient.
So, very much so, yes. Well, you know, in this microwave world, if it isn't here in 8.5 seconds, it's too long.
I know, and it's really true. And people, most people's karmic lesson was patience. For me, certainly, I never had any patience. I mean,
yeah,
never.
Yeah.
I was always wanting everything. Now I'm kind of learning it, you know, you've lived this long, you'll get through it, you know.
Right.
But things look very, very, very good in your card. So
you
have to let me know when the baby comes, please. I'm very excited.
Oh, well, we're hoping to see you before then.
Okay, good.
I'd like to see her pregnant. I'm sorry?
I'd love to see your daughter pregnant.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Well, we sent a few of the people that I'm working with now have come to see you, and they loved you.
Oh, thank you so much. And, of course, it's always a little help from our friends, and I do prefer the customers and clients that come from people that I know as opposed to the internet sometimes, you know.
Oh, for sure.
Those are the ones who yell at me when they have to wait for a reading, and then they'll say, okay, I'll book it 6 weeks from now. And then I call to confirm, and they don't confirm. I don't know if they're coming or not coming, but I'm a psychic. I figure they're not coming, and meanwhile, they wasted my time.
Yeah.
So we like patient clients as well.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Cindy.
You're welcome. Good luck, Suzanne.
Thank you, hon. You have a wonderful evening and enjoy the spring.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Now, did you hear that her daughter was always worrying when she was going to get pregnant? She just, you know, had come maybe a month before her mother came for the reading where I said, she's either pregnant now or going to be. And
that's so funny.
Isn't that funny? And always been with Megan. Every time she was like a what-if-er, one of those, what if this happens, what if I don't have this, what if I don't have that. And over a 17-year period, everything she wanted manifested. But every time it's the same song and dance. And I'm like,
I know.
Don't you get it that, you know things are going to come at the right time and we have to be a little patient. And, you know, especially when people who have not conceived, you're getting old, people get older, they're 25, they're 35, they're 40. And now they want the baby tomorrow. And I'm like, well, you know, there has to be souls readied to be born. Now that you've decided you want it, that soul has to come up to spirit training, has to be ready to be born. You know, stuff they have to prepare for. So maybe they have to wait a year to, you know, get their training before they can come down. They can't just come down tomorrow because now you've decided you're ready. So it's funny. Everybody thinks they control everything. We don't control everything. Are you learning that, Nicole?
Yes, I am.
I know. As much as we want to speed up everything and have everything happen in our timing, you know, there's plenty of things I've said to God, really? This hasn't manifested yet after all these years? And God will say, nope. I don't know what it's about either.
Not yet.
So I often wonder why we're stuck in a place. But again, the take your money and run is a lesson. Once we learn that, God usually gets us out of take your money and run jobs. By the way, he starts giving us better careers. You know, it's part of stop sweating about things you can't change and stop, you know, taking it all personally from people. It's not about
you.
It's about
them. You
want
to know what? I love the fact that you just said that because while you were taking that call, I posted a video to your wall.
Oh, and what video is it?
Similar message. You'll see.
Oh, okay. Really?
I posted a beautiful video to your wall. And it actually
does
circle around.
It's not pornographic, is it? It's not pornographic, is it?
It is not pornographic, I promise you. It is not pornographic. Okay. There are balls there, though. So, but it's not pornographic.
Okay, because, you know, really, you know, it's funny. Now we're going to have to be more, you know, you don't want to stop people from posting things on your timeline or page, but, you know, nobody wants the stuff that's popping up lately on there, you know?
So, no, I completely understand, but you know what? Like I said, it's something that will hit very, very close to home for you, you know, because it's a lot of what you try to, you know, put into your own life as well as share with the people that you help, you know, on a daily basis, you know, and it's about prioritizing. You know, the whole video is about like priority and appreciation and gratitude and. You know, so I think that you'll appreciate it. But I love the fact that you just said that because I said, oh, shit, when you were taking that call, I was like, shit, I should have posted that video to Cindy's wall today, and I didn't. And then while you were on, you know, taking care of that, I was like, you know what, screw it. I'm just going to jump on and do it right now.
And there you did it, and it's done. Hooray.
And
now, we do have Elaine. She's a first-time caller, huh?
Elaine, yes, she is a first-time caller, Cindy. And she kind of like stumbled across you and, you know, she saw that you were the romance whisperer and it immediately piqued her interest of what's happening in her love life in 2015.
And don't you like the stumbling? So, because the stumbling always is interesting because the universe makes us stumble on things.
Of course, the universe makes us stumble exactly where we need to be. So I think that Elaine was probably destined to speak to you today, and hopefully her cards will give her a little bit of insight as to, you know, whether or not she's going to have somebody to keep her warm this winter. So let's speak to Elaine. Hello, Elaine. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Elaine. Thanks for stumbling. We love that. That's the best thing. I hope you didn't get hurt when you stumbled, you know? Now, you have interesting cards. It looks like in the past you haven't always, you know, you tend to fall for the princes that become the beast, people that you don't always know who they are. Have you learned from those relationships?
Well, maybe in general, like people in general, sometimes I, you know, find that... that I'll think they're one way and then they're another, not just, you know, in love life, but, you know,
friends
in,
and
general life. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, because you actually have a very good year ahead of you. Are you ready for your whole life to change, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay, because did you have a relationship that ended not too long ago?
No, you mean as far as like a partner?
Yeah.
No, that's still, I'm still married.
Okay. And, are you getting a divorce?
I don't think so.
Okay. And interesting enough, because you're asking about your relationship horizon. That's an unusual question for a married woman.
Mm-hmm.
To ask. I mean, are you having your ups and downs in your marriage?
No, well, you know what? I didn't know exactly what to ask, and I saw like on the website about relationships, and wasn't sure if that meant extended family, you know, like,
yeah, it could be any relationship, because that's what, you know, I got the husband card now. Your husband, you know, he wants to spend his life with you. That's true here. But you got a lot of people that don't necessarily play fair with you all the time cards coming up here.
Yeah,
and,
probably, yeah.
Okay, so but that's not your husband. Is that what you're saying?
No, not, well, you know.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, your cards were unusual for a person who's asking it about a relationship, it was like I thought you were asking, are we having a new relationship coming up here? But then there was a lot of cards of people not playing fair with you. So I'm like, did you have a lot of bad relationships? Because there's
there's a lot of negative things happening with people around me, and I don't know. I can't. It's hard for me to focus on what's going on because I don't know what's happening, and I just feel like I just wanted to see what maybe you're seeing, and that maybe
what
I can
seeing
do
here,
something
what I'm seeing
and
here
might
is that
change something.
You have a lot of manipulators in your life,
mm-hmm.
people that are not always telling you the whole truth, nothing but the truth, and not even that there's so much lying that they believe what they're saying.
Yeah.
And they manipulate the truth. They believe it happened the way they said it happened. They're also pretty judgmental. It's not their fault. It's your fault, Obama's fault, their mother's fault, everybody's fault, not their fault.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a lot of there's a number of unfixables in the cards. The first round of cards was two cards. There's only two cards that represent people that don't play fair and really aren't going to probably change in this lifetime. And you got both of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's unusual. Okay, to see both in the first round of cards. You've got to get some blinders off with people. You are a very old soul. You see the good in people, and you bring out the best in people because you're a person of your word. You also don't trust your gut enough that something's not kosher.
Mm-hmm.
You've had some belief people can change, you know, and you can fix them. Are you beginning to realize certain people aren't going to change?
Yeah. I
love the way you went, yeah, are you telling me that? I don't want to hear that. But that's the main reason Elaine's back on Earth, because you insult God. Every time you go back, you go back to God and say, I tried to fix everybody, didn't I fix everybody? And I always, you know, stress that Jesus was supposedly the Son of God. He came down three times stating, I'm not fixing people. They're going to fix my wagon. They're going to crucify me. He
mm-hmm.
realized 7 out of 10 people he wasn't going to change. They would kill him. He
mm-hmm.
was here to get good people like you. Please get the blinders off. Could you see that not everybody's you? Not everybody's good. Not everybody tells the truth. Not everybody even knows what the truth is.
Right.
And know that they're trying to twist and turn facts, because then you'll give them the benefit of the doubt, which is what older souls always do. We give people the benefit of the doubt. But you look like you're getting to the age where it's harder to keep the blinders on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just know that it's up to you to not get caught in the middle of some of this. You're a very loyal person. Do you know that about yourself?
Yeah.
And, you know, loyalty is a two-way street. Some of these people don't deserve your loyalty. Have you figured that out yet?
Yeah.
You know, it's something that you're at the point in which you're getting some anxiety, because anxiety is a dark angel telling us you're not seeing something you need to see.
Yeah.
And do you feel that anxiety? It's like something's not kosher here, but I don't know what it is, and I don't know where to throw the dart and to begin. It's because once the blinders start coming off, we start seeing that not everybody's good, and our radar gets better, but all of a sudden it's a lot of people. It's not one or two people. It's a lot of people in our world that maybe aren't that great.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just being told at this point, start seeing for people for who they are, the good, bad, and ugly. Address the facts of what they've done to you. But just know that you're getting caught sort of in a mess that's not of your making. Can you see that?
Yeah, I'm just don't know if there's any danger in me confronting the danger safety-wise.
Okay, and you know, there's a lot of people who are doing stuff they shouldn't be doing and up to no good. The level of drugs and everything on this planet right now are making people not predictable.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a close family member? Because it appears that it is.
Well, I guess it's like... Well,
there's
the
people here.
Mm-hmm.
Going on.
Which one? So maybe I can focus more on what you're seeing, because I guess because I'm just seeing a lot of negativity and maybe like, you know, relatives, personal, you know, like maybe people that I, you know, I'm surrounded by at times. I don't know which to stay away from or what I can fix.
And what is your gut telling you? Our gut always tells us when people are lying. You know, you haven't been listening too much to your gut.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see danger here per se for you. Mm-hmm. you. Sometimes you have to be a little bit more diplomatic with people. Sometimes we yes people to death. Yeah, sure, tell them what they want to hear. But realize we're not changing them. But there's no shortage of people that are in your life that don't look like they're all that great. And some just look like they're a benign tumor. You could take them or leave them.
Yeah.
But there's one or two people that are genuinely, one of them is extremely bright. Do you know which one that is? Intelligent.
Does it look like a relative or somebody I work for or a friend?
This looks, someone you work with, by the way, looks bright, and I think you're trusting someone who you probably shouldn't be trusting at work.
Yeah, okay.
And just know that it's painful because you're seeing them at work now. You're seeing 7 out of 10 people are not all that fixable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once you see one at home, because the blinders really go on with people we love and like. Then we see one at work. Then we see one in a friend. Then we see, it's all the same. It's people who manipulate. They tell a version of a story that isn't what you saw, but they believe it and they're so convincing. But they're also judging that it's never their fault. Do you know people like that?
Yeah.
It's all the same traits in the people, no matter whether it's family members, work people, it's all the manipulation and the judgment that make people unfixable.
Mm-hmm.
And you're taking it a little personal with these people, but it's not about you. It's always about them.
Yeah.
And it's making you uncomfortable. Again, we were talking about empaths in the beginning of the show. You're a little bit of an empath yourself. You can feel some of these energies.
Right,
I'm sure it makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah, it does.
And you're not sure why you're feeling it. But it's because it's God's way of letting us know there's something not kosher here.
Yeah.
And again, how you handle these people is sometimes we yes them to death. Yeah, sure, I heard you. Sometimes we say, what can I tell you, and how people are, we don't answer. Sometimes we dodge a bullet, we just, with a sense of humor. It's just that what looks to be most painful for you is that you're seeing the world without the rose-colored glasses. And the first year of that is very anxiety-producing, depressing, and unpleasant.
I just don't know. Like, I want, it's in, part of me wants to escape where I am, but I don't know if it's, I don't know what the repercussions would be if I did that. But
from your marriage?
No, I'm saying maybe from the job. I just find that it may not be the right thing for me, but I don't know what to do. And you were saying take your money and run before. I was listening to this show, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do. But you did say it's going to be a good year.
Right. You have a good year. There is another job in the future if you wanted one, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not so sure why you think it's dangerous for you to leave a job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really getting why you're feeling that. Unless there's information that you know that nobody else is supposed to know. But it looks like you could certainly get out of that job. And again, diplomatically, sometimes we have to just, you know, get out of things by saying, oh, I'm not feeling well. This is too hard for me. I mean, sometimes we could state the truth if necessary, but if you know these people aren't going to change, and if you tell them the truth, it's only going to be hard on you. Dodge that bullet by saying some other reason why you're leaving.
Okay.
You tend to be a little bit of a worrier, like a what-if-er, what if this happens, what if that happens, what if this. Do you hear the what-if word a lot in your mind?
Yeah, it's only because, like you were saying, some of the things that you brought up with the sometimes people seeing the things that they believe is the truth, that's the scary part sometimes.
Right. Well, it took me about 11 years of enlightenment training, and I heard the voice of Jesus saying, Cindy, how many times are we going to have to give you the same lesson? These people believe their bullshit. They believe their lies. They pass lie detector tests. Good people don't, because they get so nervous, and they always try to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth. They got rose-colored glasses on, and they don't even know what they saw.
Yeah.
Narcissists believe their version of truth. And that's the hard part about it. There is no convincing them. And once you've determined that these people are what I call unfixables, if they're just narcissists and twist truth, there's still hope. But if they're judgmental on top of it, forget about it. You're not changing these people. If they have an addiction, forget about it, even worse. So realize you're seeing a lot of unfixables, a lot of people. And it's very depressing because you're trying to say, why can't they see the truth? Well, we've seen the world with rose-colored glasses. We've seen the good in everybody, and people don't even have any good. Realize we've seen with a distorted lens as well. Very few people see the world without a rose-colored glasses or a self-serving lens to see what's really there, the good, the bad, and ugly of people. It's an exercise in learning and trusting your gut. But once you see that, people can't hurt you because you know who they are. It's a problem with you. You don't know. You're not sure if these people are going to hurt you because you're not sure who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
You know, you bring out the best in people. The problem is older souls really do bring out the best in people. So that would mean the traits of seeing the good in people, believing everybody's telling the truth, giving them the benefit of the doubt, don't trust your gut, something's not kosher. You could dine with Hitler and Mussolini. They would be great guys to you in 1944. You would bring out the best in them. It's pretty frightening. That doesn't mean they wouldn't harm you. Eventually they would.
Yeah.
So realize that sometimes we bring out the best in people, and as long as we know who they are and they're doing their job or what we expect of them, we tolerate them, fully knowing that they have the potential to stab us in the back, and we watch our backs. But as long as they're doing what they're supposed to do, we can have them in our work world and in our life. It's just you're having trouble because there's so many of them in the world. I think that's just what's bothering you right now. It's just a lot of them.
Surrounding me, yeah.
It's surrounding everybody. Surrounding everybody. It's just that it wasn't that they weren't always there. It's that we had rose-colored glasses, blinders, and practiced denial of evil, that it doesn't exist. It's like you live on Long Island. For 11 years, I've been screaming how much heroin was on Long Island. People thought I was nuts. It's everywhere. But there'll still be people that tell me it's not everywhere. I go, really? I walked around my neighborhood. There's telephone wires with two sets of sneakers hanging over them. That means there's two kinds of heroin to be bought in my neighborhood today. People, it's everywhere, but if you don't want to see it, you won't see it. So are you beginning to get the gist of get your blinders off, see people who they are, be a little strategic. That means we don't tell everything we see right away. You know, older souls don't know how to play poker. They blab everything, show all their cards, and then the narcissists screw us because they know what we're thinking. You have to bluff these people a little bit, not always revealing everything. And that's not easy for older souls because we're by nature extremely honest. But whenever I bluff somebody who's tried to screw me over and I ended up victorious, they'll turn around and say, I can't believe how you deceived me. And I'll go, look, I learned from the best you. Thanks for teaching me.
Mm-hmm.
They can't believe that we've wised up. And it's you just being a little bit more open. Does your husband point out things to you? Does he tell you people you got to watch your back with?
Well, sometimes. I think I'm more intuitive about things.
Is it that he just chooses to, like, ignore it or deny it?
I don't know. I mean, if he notices something, but, you know, other than that, he kind of doesn't really.
Is he like a peacemaker by nature? He doesn't like to rock the boat?
Maybe with his own family, but, I wouldn't. I guess with the people that he doesn't want to rock the boat with, put it that way.
Yeah, right. And, of course, isn't it funny? The blinders go on with people we love. I'll give you an example. You and me, Nicole, could be walking down an alleyway, and in about a minute we go, oh, God, that guy's a rapist. Our guts would tell us. But if that guy we met in a bar and he schmoozed us over, all of a sudden we would say, what a nice guy. The radar goes down when we like people, when we've talked with them, when we know them. So, you know, sometimes it's really hard to see, you know, the deceptive people among us when we think we like them or they appear to be good to us. So, I mean, it's really trusting a gut. All I'm telling you right now is you have so much high anxiety because your gut's telling you something's not kosher.
Yeah, and I feel because originally I wanted to see if any the spirit guides come through about, like, with my aunt, and I just feel like a family falling apart on my, you know, there's just so much going on. I don't know what to do.
And again, the world, it's not that it's any different. It's just that you're seeing them now. Whose father has passed away, by the way?
Well, both parents.
Both you have two dads are gone. Your husband and yours, correct?
Yeah.
Your dad is sort of the thought in your head that something's not right. He's trying to communicate to you and let you know things,
mm-hmm.
and so is your father-in-law. I mean, there are just certain people you're not going to change. And no, that's when they don't miss life. Both of the men have said we don't miss life. They don't miss all this manipulation. Mm-hmm. Nobody misses this. This is strictly in the human plane that's going on. But your dad promises to guide you a little bit. He's a little apologetic to you. Do you know why he'd say he's sorry?
Yeah.
Okay. And he, you know, the man is sincere.
Yeah.
But just,
he's
sincere.
He doesn't have to be.
Okay. And he says, I promise to help you. So pay attention. Just know that lots of people feel the same thing you feel when they're starting to see family members, friends, and coworkers for who they are. It's not really pleasant. What we can do is, you know, a sense of humor works a long way with certain people. You can just say it funny and they get the message. Other people, you know, enough is enough. Are you getting to the enough is enough moment with people?
Yeah, I think that I'm getting a little stronger, but I feel like I just don't want to make the wrong decision that's going to, you know, that could possibly land up, you know, something very negative happening. That's why.
Well,
what you're
going to do is just pray for a little bit of guidance on this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Ask God to guide you.
Okay. And I feel bad interrupted you. I think that you said that my father had another message besides you felt bad.
He promises to guide you in the next few days to what you need to see. So pay attention.
Okay.
There are flies on the wall. They let us know who's lying, who's... Why do you think people don't want you to know you could talk to the dead? Because they're up there really seeing who's screwing over who, and they're really giving some big messages from the other side, you know?
Yeah.
So they know a lot more than we know because they see what's actually going on all around. So he promises to help you.
Awesome.
Well, anyway, we're at the end of our show. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
We appreciate that you stumbled across us. Feel free to call in again, especially if you get a message from your dad. Our listeners love to hear what the dead may have helped you with.
Okay, I'm sorry I took up so much of your time.
That's
thank
okay.
You,
we're very happy to have you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Nicole, thank you for everything tonight. We have a little bit of, like, taking your money and run today, huh? And
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a little bit. We sometimes get those themes going, don't we?
We always manifest them, I think.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And that's just a good theme for people. And, well, thank you so much, as always. You are certainly the hostess with the mostest over here tonight.
You know what? I have the easy job. You have the hard job. So thank you for being so on point and for, you know, helping out the way that you do. It's a great service that you do, and everybody is lucky to have you.
Thank you so much, and we'll all talk next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.